Asamachtef Mralev, but the Gemara says, it says in our Mishnah, Zeh HaKlal. This is the rule of our Mishnah, that Kol Sheh Begufoy Osa. Any part of the animal itself that was cut off inside remains Osa, even though you make a Shechita later, it's Osa. V'Sheinu Gufoy, any part that was cut off that's not really part of the goof of the animal, but left in the fetus, the uber that's inside, even if you cut off a piece of uber inside, still mutter. Later when you make a shechita on the yam, it's matter whatever's inside. So now, the Gemara's Madaik from the Mishnah. Shein gufoi, what's not part of the goof, shein a goof is mutter. Shein gufoi lasuyim, I wasn't come to clue that's mutter. Lav lasuyim kai gavra, doesn't come to clue in this case, that even though you cut off each piece by itself, but since it was not a leder, it's still cold inside, and therefore it's mutter v'shechita the same. So here you see that it's not called a leder, and therefore what's inside will still be mutter. So more says, look, if it's not the pshat, could be since right of it was outside already, maybe it's called a leder. But the pshat, the mishnah is lasuya kolot v'meya parah. I mean to say, if in the stomach of the parah, it has a fetus there, and that fetus, its hooves are not cut, even though it's a simen tumeyum, but since it's still inside, that's mutter b'shechita the same. And what's the chiddush on this? Vali b'de Rabbi Shimon, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. Tiyaf v'agav v'yom Rabbi Shimon, even Rabbi Shimon says that we had before, that kolut means that the hooves of the baby is flat, it's not split, it doesn't have a simen tyra. Ben pora, again, kolut ben pora. This is the baby of the cow. The cow was a kosher animal, but just inside the cow was this baby, this fetus, that has its hooves not split, is Asa. Shimon says, if that, when that uber is born, it remains Asa Bachila, since it doesn't have its own Simonim Taira. So Chiddush is, Han immediately, when does Rabbi Shimon say that uber is that baby's Asa? Heichidi Asa Lavra Oilam. Only after it's born, after it comes out to the world, comes out to the ear of the world. Avol B'nei Imoi, if it wasn't born yet, but rather you go and make a Shechita on the pregnant Torah. And after you make a shechita, you open up the mother and you find this vlad, this uber inside there, even though it doesn't have simonim, it doesn't have the prusay split, still shari, still it's mut. That's what Mishnah means to say. That anything that's not part of the goof of the animal, the fetus, any type of a fetus, becomes muta. But maybe only if rave of it was not out. But in the case before where pieces by pieces went out and you cut off each piece, so the mice, since rave is outside already, maybe that is considered a later, and therefore what's inside will also be yasa. So because you have no proof from our Mishnah. The Gemara says, Boi Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina has to shout like this. What's going to be, Hoitzi Uberes Yodoi B'Yazara. Let's say the Uber, the Behema, was inside the Yazara, inside the Beis HaMikdash. And in the Beis HaMikdash, the Uber, the fetus, puts out his hands. So, Ma, what's going to be the Locha? Again, according to Rav, they said it should be yasa. Here's the Shaila Maho. Since inside the Yazor, inside the Beis HaMikdash, this is the Mechitza where you can make Mechal the Shechit of Kodshim. It's also called Mechitza for this Uber. See, even though the Yad went outside of the womb, maybe so called in the Mechitza of the Yazor, that the Shechit is saying would be Matarit. Or do we maybe know? The Gabi Dahai, Lav Mechitza, but negate to this fetus, the Mechitza is not the Yazor. But the mechitza is the behemah, the mother, the womb itself. The mechitza is uber imahu, because the mechitza, the uber, is its mother, the womb of the mother. So maybe as long as it went outside, it should have a psul trefer on it. That's the shayla. So that's the shayla. If you're inside the azor in the Beis HaMikdash by behemah's kodshim, do I say nigu that the mechitza of the Beis HaMikdash is the mechitza for the psul yetzei of the korban? So maybe that's also the mechitza for this psul yetzei of the uber, of the aver. And if the aver, there won't be a chal, miss a trefer on this aver, even though it went out of the womb. Or else maybe know that the mechitzas of the aver should be the womb of the mother. Samara says, Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back, V'tibola, how come you didn't ask the kasha? Kodshim kalim v'yushlayim. Why don't you ask the shalom b'chlal? You have a kodshim shalom and a kodshim kalim. Is the mechitza yushlayim syndicated inside yushlayim? Why don't you ask the shalom about that? Samara says, Kotchim Kalim Yushlayim, my time alokim iboyin locho. Why didn't you have to shayla about it? You have a Kotchim Kalim inside Yushlayim. The Mechitzas Uber Imahu, because you know for sure that the Mechitz of the Uber is its womb of the mother. And once it goes outside the mother, it should be a psul of Shreifom. If so, hachinam yiros, even by kochim. Mechitzas uber inahu. Like what's your shayla? Avada negayet of this isa treifa, it's negayet the mechitza of the mother. And as long as the uber puts out its yad from the womb of the mother, that's called the yotzim and mechitzasa, and according to Rav, it's already chal the isa treifa, so even though it's brought back in again, still it would remain with the isa treifa. Now the Gemara says, Boy Ilfa, Ilfa has a shower like this. What's going to be Hoitzi Uberes Yodoi Dein Simin LeSimin? Let's say you go to Shech the mother, and when you start off the Shechita, the Uber was inside the stomach, by the first Simin was inside. Then after you finish Shech and the first Simin of the mother, then the Uber, the fetus, puts out its hand. Then according to Rav, or when the hand is outside, according to everybody, when the hand is outside, it's not Mutter B'Shechita the same. The question is, Ma'u, so at least the Shechita help that this Yad will not have an Issa Nevela, will not have a Tumas Nevela on it. So we had before, according to Chachamim, that the Shechita is saying, even though the Yad is outside the womb, Hakoponim, the Shechita is saying, it's like a Shechita on a Trefa that takes up Tumas Nevela. Fear is the Shalah, Ma'u. Mi Mitzdar, Simon Rishla, Simon Shein, Lataramade Nevela, Eloi. Does the first Simon help to Mitzdar for the second Simon? But the question is, the first Simon Shechita was really matter that Aver, that Yad, even Bachila. Now, by the second Shechita, it's not matter Bachila anymore. There's Nisa Treifa Chal on it. The Shair Lerid, does it help to take off the Tumas Nevela? So it could be inspired these two Simon, even though one is different than the other. On this, Omar Rav says back like this, Kal V'Choy Mitzkal V'Choy Mitzkal does help. Im Hoyo Le Simon Rish Le Simon Sheni Latiru Bachila. The fact that the first Shechita done on the first Simon was a good Shechita, that it was even supposed to be matter this Yad, to be able to eat from it, is La Yoyla Latarma De Nevela. Doesn't it help for sure that at least we'll take off the Tumas Nevela? In other words, what went wrong here? That B'Shas, you made the second Shechita, and the second Simeon, the Yad went outside the womb. Savada, that second Simeon is not worse than the first Shechita, done on the first Simeon. But since the first Simeon is matter even, Bachila, Pshita has a kreich now to start with the second simin to take off the tumas nevela. So nechnamia, this yad would not have any tumor, it would remain tor. But also, b'adu b'yosta b'chilo, l'maisa the yad is outside b'shas the second simin, so you only have one simin l'mata b'chilo, it's not enough, you need two simon if you mata b'chilo. So b'adu b'yosta teed, the favor. But the only v'shah only halachri is this tor midei nevela. Boy Rabbi Yimei is a shah like this. Mahu lochish lezavoy. What's going to be again? If you have this uber now, that b'shas shechitas aim, its yad was outside, and then the maestro was born this uber. So this uber is walking around now, that only its yad is ostatit, and the rest of the animal is mutatit. So let's say now it has a child, let's say it's a male or a female, it has its mate, and it has a child. So the shalu is, what's the loch of the child? Is the child also, is its leg also also, or maybe not? What's the case talking about? Elaim, the Ozla Behemoth, the Aliyah, so it's talking about now that this Ben Pekua went and had a mate with a regular animal that really needs a Shechita. If so, Ma'ira, hi, the Isbe Yisura Yotzei, why do you have a Shaila? Because this Ben Pekua, this first Uber, it's Yad, that went out before, has Nisa Trefer on it. Afilu Ben Pekua, the Almanami. Even a regular Ben Pekua, where nothing went out before Shechita. In the case where you shechted a pregnant Torah, and then after the Shechita, you took out the Uber and it's living now. So such an Uber, such a Ben Pekua, called a Ben Pekua, if it goes and has a mate, lives with another regular animal, its kid is off anyway. Why? Because the Yomer Mishashi is like this. That Ledivri Yomer, Choshish and Zerav, the one that says, yes, we're afraid that he's got to go bust the Zerav. He's like half of the mate of the baby. Is so Ben Pekua Habur. Our baby Mal Yisum. A Ben Pekua means this Uber that had a Shechita done to it when it was in the mother's stomach. So really it's Mutatit now without a Shechita. If it goes and lives and has a baby, is Havlad and Latakon. You should know the baby has no Takana. It's also teeth the baby. Why? Because Negev to the father, it's like it had a Shechita done to it already. A Ben Pekua is mutatit without Shechita. And now it lived with a mate, and that mate did not have a Shechita done to it. So it has like two simonim, and the father's simonim are like cut already. So now when it has the baby is considered like it has only one simen, or like both simonim are cut halfway, so you can't make a shkitur on it. Therefore it's called emet takana. So what's Yishala now? That this ben pekua, that it's yad, is also about, it's obvious a treifah, even a regular kosher ben pekua, if it has a baby, the baby is also mechila. So Mara said, lo tzricha the chiddush here was, the ozla ben pekua de kavosei, that this ben pekua, I mean this uber, that was born out of a parah that had a shkita done to it, lives now with another ben pekua that's made the same way. Therefore, if it wouldn't have been for this eva that's also, avada, their children would also be mutter mechila without a shkita. Since both parents are not near the shkita, the vlad would also be mutter without a shkita. But here the shalur is, since one parent, its leg, has this treifa on it, the kashra is mai. Eva, mulud eva, do we look as if each eva creates an eva? So the baby's now leg should also be yasa lehichas treifa. And all you have to do is just bechotach levishari, just cut off the leg of the baby and the rest of the animal is mutter vachila. Or do we maybe know, mevalvel zare, that no, when the father like gives birth, lemaisit's kid, the pshat is his zera, is mixed up completely in the kid? So the father taka has one eva that's also it's a treifron, his yad. His yad. Now when he has a baby, it's not the pshat, that yad is from the father's yad, but the father's kayak is partial, spread out over the whole baby. So say nechnami, then you don't know which part is also, and therefore the whole plot should be yasa bachila. So Moshe nechnami, hod the Rama, then he said, clearly that's the pshat. Hod the Rama pshita is pshita, the mevav bozara nechnami, consider that the whole zera is mixed up. Because the whole baby is mixed up, it's made out of part of that Issa Trefa. And therefore the whole baby is also Mechila. Because the Imkain is not going to say that the Zera is like mixed up. Suma yelit Suma. Every blind animal, when it gives birth, the baby should also be blind. It gets psul on the eye, should go into the eye. The Kitua yelit Kitua. If the leg is missing, it should give birth to a baby that's missing a leg. Since it's not that way, I would shoot that the Meval Bozare. That we don't say it's a continuation, mama, just like the father's lame and one, the baby also that way, but rather the lame, whatever's wrong with the father, gets mixed up completely into the baby. Doesn't have to be blind like the father. So in our case, pshita the vlad would be yosa. But rather, v'ochu kimi berlon. Here, this is our shalos like this. V'ochu kimi berlon, teheima bi'alma regla beheima, lav mikoyach chele v'dam ko'afiyo. A regular beheima, isn't it like born mikoyach chelav adam, like the parents, the animal, it's chelav and adam is also teat, but it's also, but still the sharia, still the baby, it has its mutter, you make a shrit on the baby, it's mutter teat. See, even though it's meval v'zare, still it's mutter. So, achinayim eloishin eros, even though the father had an issa treifa on its leg, again, the original case was this uber that had its leg out, b'shar shchit esayim, see, even though the shchit held on the rest of the uber, but the leg has an issa treifa on it, now when this uber gives birth, lemaisa, it's mutter bachila, the baby. Or do we maybe know, shrei yisuri aminim, the two normal yisurim of chelav adam that we do say becomes mutter by the baby. But losla aminim, something special like the yad should have nisa trace on the third yisur, that does not become mutter by the uber, that's the shayla. Versus leman, who he asks the shayla according to? Ilu Rabbi Meir, if he asks according to Rabbi Meir shayla, isa chelav adam, ikid, it's only nisa chelav adam. Ika Issa Yaitse Leka. According to Rameya, there's no Issa Yaitse altogether. Because Rameya's Shchita is that even what's found inside the mother's stomach also needs Shchita. He doesn't know that a Ben Pekur becomes the Mutter B'Shchita same. So even though you find the baby inside the mother's stomach, it needs its own Shchita. So there's no din, there's no psul upon the baby. So according to Rameya, there's no Issa upon the Vlad. There's no Issa altogether. And E, Lerabu, then my God's going to view the shrita. He holds no a ben pekua is mutter. You don't have to make a shrita on a ben pekua. If so, it's a yaitse ika. There's only a psal yaitse that the eva was outside the shashri the same. But it's a chelev a dam leka. There's no issa dam the chelev on an uber. It's not learned like this. Now the Gemara later yet that gid hanosha noig b'shlil. The Gid HaNosh is noig b'shlil on the baby, on the fetus. The Chol b'yosu adin, the chelav of a fetus is also wasa b'chila. Divra Rav Meir, the word Rav Meir. If you do aina, aina noig b'shlil, no, it's not noig b'shlil. And the Chol b'muta, who adin, the chelav of a shlil of the fetus is muta b'chila. So according to Yudi, on this fetus, b'chad is no issa. Ella, what do you have to say? Kol mikoyech loyam rinon, tishori. Denechnami. Anything that comes, Ella, kol mikoyech loyam rinon, tishori. The Rashi says it means, Ella, kol mikoyech, any time that the father gives up, has a baby, so loyam rinon, tishori. Like, we do not say that his issa goes down to the kid, and avada, the kid is mutav achilo. So just the fact, that's because the father had a nisa treif on his leg, so avada, when he has a mate now and has a baby, avada, the baby will be mutav achilo. That would not be a shayla. But rather, v'hochu kumi boilon. Our shayla is only like this. Malu gumeyas chelboy. Let's say it was a purr, it was a female. Again, the v'shat, it was in his mother's stomach, it stuck out its leg. And you made a shchitah on the mother. So you're going now, according to Mandi Yom, it holds that the shchitah's aim helps for this vlad, for the uber, but only the leg remains also. And it was a female. Now, when this female gives birth and starts to nurse its own baby, it gives off milk. What's the luck of this milk? That's the shayla. Mal legumeya chobo, we let it drink the milk. Chela cholov diyama, regular milk of an animal, a cow, like kevim in a chai dam. It's not cool like kevim in a chai. And it's shmuta to drink, bishari. Hai nami, this milk also should also be, loishno, should also be mutter to drink. Or they will maybe know. A regular cow, if you shechta, it becomes mutter vachilo. But since the hetter shechita on the whole thing, therefore the cholov, the milk that comes out, is also mutter, even before shechita. But also on this ben pekua, lest leitakanta liyisur b'shechita, the leg that's also vachilo. There's no hetter to make a shechita on it. The rest of the animal does not need a shechita. It's only this one eva, this one leg, you can't make a shechita. So the leg is mutter. So what's going to be the milk that comes out of such a cow? Is the milk also have part of it, the chilek of the Easter of it, the yad on it? Or maybe no, it comes out of the robe of the animal that's mutter b'achila, so maybe the milk is mutter. That's the shayla. Take, and this remains by Sofik. What's the loch of this milk? Is this milk mutter b'achila to drink it or not? That's like a shayla. Now it says, Mishnawak choytech me'ubar. If you cut off a piece of the uber itself and it's in the mother's stomach, so the shechita same helps. We know, and how do we know this? The pasuk says, "V'chol behema, afresas parasa." So the darshan says, "Behema, but behema says twice the word behema." Like, is the rabbi says a vlad, it comes to be marba the vlad, that the vlad that's inside the mother's stomach is mutter the shechita same. So where it says, "Elamiyati," so if you call the vlad inside like a regular behema, Ramiyati Yomaboy, how come you can't make tumura on a vlad of a kachim? Alamatan, how come we learned? Ema mirin, you can't make tumura. If you take a behema of chulin next to a behema of kachim, lay avrim beyuvrin. You can't say the avr of this animal should be like kodosh tachas the uber. You can't make a tumura out of an uber. For lay uvrin beyavorim, you can't take an uber, a fetus of a behema of chulin. They say he wanted to be Kaddish Tachas, the Eva, the leg of a behemoth chulin, of a behemoth kachim. For loy Avrin, the Ubrin, Bishlamim, you can't make tumura on one leg, or even on a fetus, over a shlamim, out of a regular carbon. And the opposite also, loy Shlamim, you can't take a behemoth chulin and say you wanted to be Kaddish, but then take the Kedusha off the fetus or off the Eva. You can't make tumura out of a fetus. The question is why not? If you tell me now that the Uber is called like a behemoth, why can't you make tumur on it? So where it says, El Rad Amakor, the Pasuk says, V'chol Behema. If the rabbi says a vlad, it's not Sam the word from Behema, could be an uber, is not called a Behema, but from the word V'chol Behema, that's to be marbled, the vlad that's inside the mother's stomach, is not b'shchita same. The Yachiv so, Afilu Chaytech Minat Cholom Minat Kloyes Nami. Even if you cut off the spleen, or the Kloyes, or the kidneys of the animal itself, also then the shchit the same should be matter that. Allah Matzan Hakam Lotan HaMishnah that chotech min uba shevimeyeh mutter b'achila. If you cut off a piece of the uba in the mother's stomach and then you make a shchit the same, it becomes mutter b'achila. But min atchula min akloyes, if you cut off a piece of the spleen of the animal itself or the kidneys, also b'achila. Why? From the pasuk, the whole behemah should be matter of anything of the behemah. So when it says, Allah Matzan, the pasuk says, oysa shleim of lechaseir, no. Oysa means the mother is only mutter b'shchita, what shleima, was completely attached to the mother. But a part of the mother was cut off, that the shchita same does not help. Only the uber helps. For the more elam yativ so ashechet es abeima. What can we if you shecht an animal, you shecht a poro? Or motzah but the mus yoin, you find inside the poro something looks like a yoin, like a pigeon. Tishtori should be mutav achila, even though it doesn't have any simonim tire at all, it should be mutav achila. Alam akon, of course, it's inside the mother's stomach. It has to have a whole day, mash, anything inside the mother becomes mutav b'shchita saim. Alam akon, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rechavin said that hashrich, it has to be, somebody shechs the behema. Well, motzah about the mus yoin, and inside the mother's stomach you find that the mus, an animal that looks like a pigeon. In other words, it has no simonim tire at all. Is also bechilus, also teeth, bechur, why not? Yidashi now, bechol, behem, anything inside the stomach, because muta bechila. Yeah. And the Gemara, being in process of leka, still, it has to have trust, it has to have hooves,